I'm Rona Renner, and I'm here talking with Jason Brand to discuss AVG Technology's Digital Diary series. Today's focus is on guidelines for parents of children 2 to 5 years old when it comes to setting limits and ensuring a safe environment. These early years are all about milestones, potty training, starting school, first friendships, and first interactions with gadgets, video games, and computers. The age at which kids are exposed to these new technologies just keeps getting younger, and AVG's recent survey reports that while most small children can't swim, tie their shoelaces, or make breakfast unaided, they do know how to turn on computers, navigate with a mouse, play a computer game, and increasingly operate their parents' smartphones and tablets. We see that all the time in restaurants and in stores. Like all milestones in a child's life, parents want to be proactive and really establish a thoughtful approach to screen time and teaching safety. So, Jason, what are you hearing from parents?
What I'm hearing is that kids 2 to 5 are really interested in this stuff, and that this is a group of young children who arrived in a digital world that was already up and running. Mm-hmm. Chances are the parents first saw them on a screen at the sonogram appointment. Their births were announced via text message, Twitter. You know, they were already here. And they've watched their parents juggle attention between them and their cell phones. And meanwhile, the tools keep getting more mobile, more accessible, and more fun to use.
You know, I don't know how we can ensure that there's time for other parts of a child's life and that little kids get to learn and experience the really important things that can only happen away from a screen. So where do we start?
We start with ourselves. Parents need to sort through their own feelings about technology. And, you know, if you've got a house where, you know, one parent just cannot wait to get their hands on their gadget when they get home, and one parent just feels really uncomfortable about the kid using technology, then there are strong feelings there. And I think that that really is the place to sort through how to best introduce technology to kids.
Right. The parents have to come to some understanding of how they feel about it, and also agreements between mm-hmm. each other. We don't want one person overreacting and the other one overindulging. So what's after we check in with our own attitudes and our partners if we have a partner?
Yeah. With 2 to 5 year olds, it's all about building a strong foundation. When kids get their hands on technology, they see a place where they're excited to explore and really figure things out.
It's also important, though, Jason, not to give the impression that somehow all of the shininess is better than the real world. So we have to set limits to help them explore and play away from technology as mm-hmm. well. I think it's also important to think in terms of your child's health. We know that young kids need physical activity, creative play, interaction with adults, and good night's sleep. And also really looking at their typical day, I think we can kind of go backwards then and see, okay, it's bedtime here. What else did they have to do in the evening and late afternoon? How can we fit technology in? I think the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children under age of 2 have no screen time. And after 2, they're saying maybe 1 to 2 hours. What are you finding? Can parents set those kinds of limits?
Well, I'll give you an example from my own house. At my house, what we try to do is we try to sandwich computer time in between things. So after breakfast, once shoes are on and jackets are on, there can be about 20 minutes of computer time. And then it's time to get out of the house. And so it sets up transitions, and it sets up the fact that kids know exactly when they can expect to be on and when they need to get off.
And if they complain and fuss, you probably say no computer in the morning tomorrow morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very important to stick to your plan. Don't give in to begging and pleading when they want to continue using the computer much longer than you said. If you stretch the rules too often, you will undermine your plan, and it'll get harder and harder to have them follow you. And you and your partner also need to be on the same page as to what limits to set. And so what if you don't want your kids to have any screen time?
There's nothing wrong with waiting and just saying we're not quite ready for this at our house. Kids will be able to pick up these skills when they get a little bit older. But once you have found the games and sites and apps, it doesn't stop there. You have to spend time learning how to use these sites with your kids and share their enthusiasm. I find that with my daughters and the kids that I work with as a therapist, the kids are so eager to share their experiences about games and apps and sites. And I would actually say that parents should try to split the time 50-50. Half the time they should be sharing the experience with their kids.
You know, and I think it's so important to watch and see how our kids are doing. For instance, if they have meltdowns every time they have to stop playing an online game, then they need help with transitions or perhaps a computer holiday. If you have a child who is a quick learner and wants something more educational and challenging, don't get complacent with the programs that you already have. buy new ones and plan times when the whole family disconnects, Jason.
Yes. You know, the further we get into the digital era, the more necessary it becomes to disconnect. You know, we talk about meatless Mondays. I think we should start thinking about things like techless Sundays. It can be hard, but it's important for the entire family.
And you got to ask questions like, is your child getting enough time for unstructured play and social skills? Have they learned to ride a bike or tie their shoes? If not, think about the skills they need to feel comfortable with friends and competent in simple things like getting dressed or helping to cook dinner. Providing your child with quality programs, setting limits, and being involved are all ways to enjoy the wonders of technology. Jason Brand, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research and providing valuable services and information to families.